Arkansans are gambling more than ever. This past week, there were new financial numbers for J.B. Hunt, and the election is a mere 22 days away. Roby Brock takes care of all of that and more in his weekly recap.
I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political stories of the past week. Arkansans may not be voting to expand casino operations in state this year, but that will not stop gamblers from playing the slots, electronic games of skill, or EGS wagering at Arkansas's two racetracks and casinos set a new record topping $2 billion for the year with 3 months still to go. The cumulative total of EGS wagering is the highest since the gambling began in late 2006. For all of 2011, electronic games of skill gambling at the two tracks totaled $1.9 billion. EGS wagers include video blackjack, poker, and slot machines. Bank of the Ozarks reported net income for the quarter ended September 30th of $19.3 million. That was up about 2% from a year ago. Lowell-based J.B. Hunt Transportation reported third quarter revenue was up about 11% as its net income rose nearly 14%. Net earnings rose to $78.2 million in the current quarter, and total revenue for the quarter was a little over $1.2 billion. Arkansas Best Corporation and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters have agreed to begin negotiations toward a new labor contract for about 7,800 unionized company employees. The dealing is set to begin December 18th on a contract that will expire on March 31st of next year. Most of the 7,800 are drivers, but the union membership also includes dock workers, mechanics, and office staff. Arkansas Best employs more than 10,000 overall. Entergy Arkansas said it will close a Pine Bluff Systems Operations Center by the middle of 2015, eliminating 100 jobs at the location and possibly moving some of them to either Little Rock or Jackson, Mississippi. Firestone Building Products held a ribbon-cutting ceremony at its Prescott manufacturing plant to celebrate the completion of a $36 million expansion project. The expansion project includes 52,000 square feet to the facility and 100 new jobs to the existing workforce. The University of the Ozarks Board of Trustees has elected Richard Dunsworth as the university's 25th president, effective July 1st of next year. Dunsworth, age 43, has served as vice president for enrollment at Millikan University in Illinois since 2004. He will succeed Dr. Rick Neese, who's retiring in June after a 16-year tenure as president of the private Presbyterian-affiliated university located in Clarksville, Arkansas. And finally, in politics, one of the biggest stories of the last week centered around State Representative John Hubbard, a Republican from Jonesboro. His controversial writings on slavery, education, and immigration have been at the center of state and national controversy. This week, Hubbard wrote a letter to the editor of the Jonesboro Sun, accusing Governor Mike Beebe and Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, both Democrats, of using tactics similar to Hitler and Nazis in the 1930s. Governor Beebe responded to the controversy, saying that Hubbard's comments could have a chilling effect on economic development opportunities for the Jonesboro region. McDaniel said he doesn't think Hubbard is fit for office. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.